Welcome to another episode of IDK Who Needs to Hear This. I have a pretty fun episode for y'all today. I'm going to be talking about this season of life I am in currently, and it's a little unconventional. Not everybody gets the opportunity, that's how I'll frame it, the opportunity to be in a season of a sabbatical where they're not hustling, you know, between a 9-to-5 and yada, yada, yada. Getting the experience of just fully relaxing and almost like a mini retirement. And it really is like a retirement from one season of my life. And I think this is so important because I'm closing out, you know, that chapter and using this time to tie up any loose ends and start this new chapter, new book that I'm writing, metaphorically speaking. But I think it's a good way to see this transitional time that I'm in and the sabbatical as doing that. I'll also be talking about a little bit more of what prompted me to create this podcast and where I would like to take it in the future. For now, it'll just be a place where it's my own little sounding board and talking to the people that are interested in my work and what's on my mind. But yeah, there we go. I'm also going to be coming in here with a little bit of a shameless plug because time is of the essence. Black Friday is coming up. I know it is like a capitalist holiday. I'm not celebrating it in the sense that I'm going to go out and buy a bunch of shit. Like, I'm not going to be doing that. But I will be offering 4 new services, 4 new offerings for you guys. And if that is something you're interested in, stick around because I will talk about all 4 of those. But for now, I'm going to move on to my episode. So what is fun employment era like? What is that season like? What is being in a sabbatical really like? Well, it's probably not, for me, it's not as like glamorous as I was making it out to be. Meaning, you know, when you go online and like Google fun employment era or people who are taking sabbaticals, you get a sense that people are like always just lounging around in their like robes and drinking champagne or jet setting to different countries like Vietnam or France, you know, or whatever. And it's like I don't think that's a realistic sabbatical. I think that is some people's experience. And I think that's a great experience to have, but that is not my experience. And I realized, you know, one of the things that I actually was a little surprised about was the fact that I don't like to travel as much as I thought I did. Like, I had in my head where I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to travel when I get out of this job where I feel really confined. Even though my job was pretty darn flexible, I was still like, oh my gosh, I can't wait until I'm not ball and chained to a laptop anymore. And turns out I'm like not that excited about traveling. So that's a good thing to know about myself, you know, because it's like sometimes we just live a whole life because we think that's what you're supposed, like that's what we're supposed to do, or that's just what people do when they're, yeah, it's just like something that was implanted into my brain. You know, part of like the American dream is that you travel or whatever, right? Like that just becomes this trope that you internalize, and it's like, wait, that's not even my dream. I don't even care that much. If I get to travel, great, but it's like, it really was not a make or break for me. But what did surprise me was I thought I was gonna get really bored and that at some point I was gonna just wanna go back to like some sort of situation where I had more of a structure. But I really have to be honest, like, I never got bored. I can say I have never gotten bored. I mean, there were moments where I was like, ooh, I want to do something with this time, but I never like was like, oh my God, I'm bored. Like, I never had that like experience during this time. And I always found things, if anything, I still feel like I don't have enough time in my day. Like, if anything, I still feel like there's not enough time to fill it with the things I really want to do or care about, or, you know, the books I want to read or the whatever. And I still don't even have Netflix. So this whole time, I have not watched a lick of, like, you know, any TV series, binged any kind of, like, any of that. So for me, I've always found just things I would gravitate towards throughout the day that never required me to like get bored or feel like I wasn't doing something with my life. Although I certainly felt like I wasn't doing something with my life. I'll get to that. Another thing that surprised me was how much clarity came for me kind of on the things I wasn't expecting, and then how much clarity I still do not have on the things I was hoping I would get clarity on. You know what I mean? Because it's like a lot of people take a sabbatical because they want to get clear about something specific in their life. Or like, oh, by the time that I've crossed the 6-month threshold, or by the time that I've taken a year off, I will have gotten more clear about X or Y or Z. And sometimes life does not deal you the cards that you want. Life deals you the cards that you need. You know what I mean? Like, there are more foundational things to get clear about than this like egoic idea that I was like, oh, I'm going to get this clarity. It's like, no, no, no. You don't get to choose what kind of clarity you get. And maybe that's part of the beauty about like clarity in general, is that we don't get to choose, pick and choose specifically how that comes through. And when it comes through, it's just like, well, I'm grateful I got something. But I have to be honest, I still don't know what I want to do, like in terms of my career. Like, I still am like, do I want to go back to corporate America? Because it's more stable at some point. Maybe I'll have to. I don't know. It's like, it is still undecided. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm like, I can accept that I don't know the answer to this. And I'm not banking on my fun employment to tell me any, like, I don't think it's like it owes me that. You know what I mean? I don't believe that that time owes me that answer. The last thing that surprised me was how fast money is leaving my bank account. I think I was in some sort of like magical thinking when I left, thinking that I had as much time as I did, only to find out that like it's very hard for me to budget. Because it's like, I'm still living, for the most part, my expenses come from my home and like bills and like car and like, you know, the basic living things. So I've been actually doing just more recently, been a lot more mindful about my lifestyle choices in general, but about food and making food. Meal prepping, not just eating out because I'm lazy and I didn't have anything prepared, but like actually putting in the time to plan. And now that I have the time to plan, it's like, ooh, this is actually really good and efficient, way more efficient and way more cost effective than just winging it. Or, you know, because I used to have HelloFresh, not sponsored by them, by the way. And if anything, I would say stay away from those meal services because they're just getting more and more expensive and you get less food. And sometimes those meals are more expensive than if you were to just go and eat out. This last week, I cooked 3 meals and I still have plenty left over for like another. I have meal prepped enough this week to last me 2 weeks, which is awesome, right? I made a board of all the things I wanted to cook. I made the grocery list, went to go get the groceries, did one trip. Anyways, I'm just getting a little more clear and a little more intentional about food because this is the one place that I think a lot of us, maybe if we're being honest, can really get better at and can save a lot of money. Because it's like, there's only so much I can do when it comes to like internet bills or like electricity bills. It's like, I can't really negotiate that all that much. It just is what it is. It's pretty fixed, but when it comes to food, got a lot more options. There are a few things that I'm getting really clear about in my fun employment era. One of them is my goals, like more overarching goals, strategy, how I want to go about this next, you know, part of my life, like what it is I actually want to do. And even though I just said I don't really know what I want to do, I at least have a strategy in place. You know what I mean? Like I at least have something in place where I'm like, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do first. And if this doesn't work, then I'm going to move to plan B. And I think having something like this in place and getting clear about my values, which is even more important, but having something in place just feels like, okay, well, I have a general sense of what I want to do next. And that puts my mind, my thinking mind, my logical mind at ease enough to really lean into this time of a lot of unknowns. Because the loudest part of my experience has been that mind, that chatter, and I'll again talk more about that and I'll get to it, but is allowing myself to ease into this, the spaciousness of this time and really not take it for granted and not rush through it either. So using this time to get clear about my values, about what I will and won't compromise, using this time to really learn new skills and pick up new random special interests and like read a book here or there and, you know, just like do the random little things that, I don't know, feel like are really fulfilling and they really add up. You know that quote, I think it's a euphemism, right? That goes like death by a thousand paper cuts. It's like the opposite of that. It's like, instead of death by a thousand paper cuts, it's like life by a thousand little things that add up because they give you little dopamine hits throughout the day or whatever. And I'm like really prioritizing balance. And still, it seems like, you know, fun employment is about like retracting my energy or settling down or like some sort of like taking a step back. But it's like actually it's giving me a lot of room to take a step forward. And putting myself out there, like making this podcast, marketing my work, talking about my business more and what I do and finding my voice, finding my place in the movement, being more clear about what it is I'm creating and actually moving towards creating it, listening into my intuition more. And I can just hear my inner child a lot better these days, like I'm not guessing about what my inner child needs. It's like, I'm just like tapped in to that part of me. And I can actually like also hear other people's inner, this is gonna sound weird, but I can actually start to hear other people's inner childs too. So maybe I'll make that a reading, like an inner child intuitive reading. It's been a little weird. I don't want to talk about that too much, but it's something that I can start doing because I'm so connected to my inner child. And I feel like my inner child is like, hey, their inner child is saying this. If you're enjoying this episode, this is part one of a three-part episode. I am excited to also share with you some of the Black Friday offers that I have planned. And I have four new pop-up offers that are here for a limited time only. These are probably going to disappear by the end of the month, so you probably want to stick around to hear what these are. The first one I'm super excited about, this is kind of like my bread and butter on, in terms of my content on Instagram, but I'm going to be actually creating this offer to help you integrate your spiritual and your political worldviews, philosophies, frameworks, into something that you can feel good about, like, you know, no longer living in this split, polarized, like, oh, here's my politics over here, and then over there on the right over there is my spirituality. Bringing those together and having like a meeting of the minds, almost like seeing these two aspects of yourself come together in a room and like really, maybe they need to battle it out. Maybe they need to have a loving, affirming chat. Like, I don't know, but they need to get in the same room together and they want to be a power couple if you let them. You know what I'm saying? Something we should integrate to work together for the highest good. I know that's very, very idealistic. And I've even talked about in my own journey how like my politics is constantly like debasing or deconstructing my spirituality, and how my spirituality is constantly debasing or deconstructing my politics. But these are things that ultimately, if we cannot bring them together, then they're always going to live in separate rooms. We don't want to live compartmentalized lives, right? We don't want to live believing two separate truths that can't be reconciled. We want these aspects to work together, ultimately. And that's what we're going to help you do. This is going to be 2 90-minute calls. So these are going to be like, almost like I called it a mini boot camp. And I'm also offering Voxer or chat support for an additional tier. But the basic tier is going to be $270 without Voxer. The second one is going to be for the creatives in the house, creating. Have you ever wanted to create your own tarot or oracle deck? And no, you do not need to know anything about tarot or oracle decks. You can create a deck today. Well, not today, but you know what I mean. If you sat down with me, we put together the plan for you to help you create. And I walk you through the implementation and the digitalizing of, you know, your work, or how to piece it all together and how to actually publish or how to print it. Working with a company that can help you print it, all those things. I will be giving you the 1, 2, 3 of all of that, because I've done it for myself and I can show you my own little example and walk you through some of the productionalization of it. That's for $270 on sale. It's going to be 3 separate hourly calls every other week. That's without Voxer support. And again, if you want Voxer support, we can chat to add that as an additional tier. So the next one is learning to read the tarot intuitively. And this one's going to be so much fun, because this is what blasted me off into my spiritual path, like for real, and like doing this work for real. Because if it weren't for tarot and me learning how to read the tarot for real for myself and like genuinely learn how to do it for myself intuitively, which I believe is like the best way to read it. There's a lot of people out there who only read it by like textbook. And I said in my Instagram post, you can learn all of those things. That's fine. You can memorize all of those meanings. I think there's a time and a place for all of that, but the best way to read it is intuitively. And that is something I'm going to teach you. And your intuition is infinitely more powerful than just rattling off a bunch of facts that you memorized. I promise. This is where subjective truth trumps objective truth. I'm not saying there isn't an objective truth. I'm just saying in the context of reading tarot for yourself and gaining deep, 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 deep knowledge and wisdom and esoteric truths about the world, about yourself, about your soul, this is the way to do it. Intuition is the way. All right. Fourth and final pop-up offer. We got a DreamWorks session in the house. But it's one 90-minute call. So what we're going to do in that time is to really unpack and analyze one of the dreams or two of the dreams that you want to bring in, to really unpack and go deep into, to make meaning for yourself and how to integrate that and how to move forward with that, those dream imagery. And if it feels like something that is profound, it probably is, and it probably wants to be unpacked. And I'm definitely going to help you do that. It's a similar skill to like unpacking the tarot and like the imagery and the symbolism underneath tarot, but it's different. It's the same, but different. But I'll help you do all of that in the call. Just to recap, the first three offers are $270 on sale. They're usually $360, so you get almost a whole $100 off. And with Voxer support, it's going to be a little more expensive depending on which one you're interested in, but we can definitely chat about that. And the DreamWork one does not have Voxer support, and it's $140. If you're curious at how can you have a more or in-person experience if you're in this Atlanta region or in the South and you would like to actually work with me in person, I'm happy to work something out with you. Again, all of that you can ask in my DMs on Instagram. Please find me over there. I'm actually hoping to have more touch points with people in person next year. That's one of my goals for next year. I love to work with people in person. I really do. Like, it is something so much more powerful to be in the room with somebody. My evergreen offers are always what they are. You can get a tarot reading for free right now. I'm doing a free tarot reading. So if you don't know where to start, start there. Start with a free tarot reading with me. It is a suggested donation, and all of that money will go directly to Watermelon Relief. Thank you for listening, and hope to hear from you soon, and catch you next week.